English for Economists, lessons for anyone who wants to learn the vocabulary to speak about the economy in English. Hello and welcome. My name is Alan Robert, and today is March 2nd, 2022. Our vocabulary today is related to economic sanctions and their impact on currency. Okay, listen up. Here are our keywords and expressions. You'll hear me use them later in context. Listen closely. Economic sanctions. Commercial and financial penalties applied by one country against another. Note the verb I used, apply. Countries apply sanctions. You can also say that countries impose sanctions or levy sanctions. So, you apply, impose, and levy sanctions. Ruble, that's the Russian currency. Note the pronunciation, ruble. Slump, well, that's to suddenly decrease in value. Other words you can use are plunge and plummet. And these words are often used to talk about the fall in the value of a currency. Bank run. Well, that's when large groups of depositors withdraw their money from banks at the same time. Obviously, this causes extreme stress on the bank. Queue. Well, that's a lineup of people. That's a queue. You can use it as a verb. To queue, which means to line up. ATM. That stands for automatic teller machines. You know, the machines you use to access your bank account and withdraw cash. To shore up, that's to support something in order to keep it from falling. Shore up. Downgrade, to reduce to a lower rank. Junk status, well, that's below an acceptable investment grade. Okay, friends, clearly the most important news this week, without a doubt, is the military invasion of the Ukraine by Russia. Now, most countries have been quick to condemn the aggression, and many major economies have applied economic sanctions to punish Russia. These economic sanctions levied against Russia have had a dramatic impact on Russia's currency, the ruble. On Monday, the ruble slumped 20%. This sudden fall created a panic among some Russians who began to queue at the ATMs to withdraw cash. These Russians fear that the ruble will continue to plunge because the United States, the European Commission, Canada, and the UK took measures to freeze the majority of foreign reserves held by Russia's central bank. If the central bank cannot access these reserves, it becomes very difficult to shore up the ruble and to prevent it from plummeting further. International ratings agencies have already moved to downgrade Russia. Standard & Poor's has lowered Russia's credit rating to junk, while Moody's has put it on review for a downgrade to junk status. If the value of the ruble continues to plunge, this will eventually mean a lower standard of living for Russians, as the price of goods and commodities that Russians import will become significantly more expensive. All right, are you now familiar with the meanings of the following words and expressions? Listen again. Economic sanctions. Ruble. Slump. Bank run. Queue. ATM. To shore up. Downgrade. Junk status. That's all for this week's lesson. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe or follow so we can stay in touch. Remember too, if you're listening to this on a podcast, you can watch a version of this lesson on my website, EnglishForEconomists.com. All right, share the good news with other people. The world needs economists who can communicate in English across borders. So help me with this mission. I look forward to visiting you again next week. That's all for now. My name is Alan Robert, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.